Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The state of New York has unexpectedly hit the brakes on three large offshore wind projects it awarded last year for the waters between Long Island and New Jersey, citing technical and commercial complexities with a turbine manufacturer. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that the decision to nix the three projects comes atop months of hard knocks for the nascent U.S. offshore wind industry and poses big challenges for New York's plans for some 9,000 megawatts of the green energy by 2035, including the state's plan to subsidize the manufacture of turbines in New York. The industry had already been beset by soaring costs for turbine materials and rising interest rates, leading to canceled projects in New Jersey, New England, and Maryland. Overseas wind energy developers have taken billions of dollars in impairment charges, reflecting the lower value of the projects. The three newly canceled New York projects, known as Community Offshore Wind, Exelsire Wind, and Attentive Energy 1, represented just over 4,000 megawatts of that plan, nearly half of New York State's goal. Officials blamed a decision by manufacturer GE Vernova to cancel its plans to make the largest turbines on the market at 18 megawatts each. So far, the only working commercial offshore wind project in the country is South Fork Wind, a project by the Long Island Power Authority. The 12-turbine project is sending power to the South Fork of Long Island. The dilapidated, historic windmill sitting at the heart of Stony Brook University's Southampton campus is officially one step closer to returning to its former glory. Michelle Trowery reports on 27East.com that Governor Kathy Hochul's $237 billion budget, which was approved this past Saturday, includes authorization for Stony Brook University to enter into a long-term lease not to exceed 100 years with Southampton Town in order to rehabilitate the windmill, which was condemned last year, using money from the Community Preservation Fund. New York State Assemblyman Fred W. Thiel Jr. of Sag Harbor, a former student at Southampton College who introduced the legislation with State Senator Anthony Palumbo, said the repairs could cost up to $2 million and expects discussions between the town of Southampton and Stony Brook University to start in the coming months. The windmill's always been a symbol of the campus and a symbol of that property. I think it's going to be a symbol again, Thiel said. The rehabilitation of windmill is going to be the symbol of the rebirth of the campus. The Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame is now accepting applications for its 2024 Student Scholarship Program. The deadline for applications is Friday, May 10th, 2024. Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame will award $500 scholarships to graduating students. These scholarships will provide funding to eligible graduating high school students from Long Island. For further information, visit LIMusicHallOfFame.org. All applications must be postmarked by the application due date in order to be accepted, and that's Friday, May 10th, 2024. The Long Island Music Hall of Fame Education Committee will base selections on the completed application. Former Representative George Santos, who was expelled from the U.S. Congress last year over alleged ethical violations, has abandoned his bid to run for New York's first congressional district seat as an independent. CD1 includes the East End. Laura Figueroa Hernandez reports on Newsday.com that Santos, a Republican who once represented the 3rd congressional district on Long Island, announced on the social media site X yesterday that he no longer plan to run for the seat currently held by Representative Nick LaLota, the Republican from Amityville. Santos, who is still awaiting trial on federal charges stemming from his 2022 campaign and allegations that he defrauded campaign donors, said he was dropping his latest congressional bid in order to keep the seat in Republican hands. "I don't want to split the ticket and be responsible for handing the House to Dems," Santos wrote in his ex post. Democrats John Avlon, a former CNN political commentator and journalist, and Nancy Goroff, the former chair of Stony Brook University's chemistry department, are currently running in the June Democratic primary as both look to unseat Congressman LaLota, a first-term incumbent. Santos' removal from office forced a special election in February that led to the re-election of Representative Tom Suozzi, a Democrat from Glen Cove. Suozzi's victory and a number of early Republican retirements mean the GOP holds only a razor-thin voting majority in the House. Santos has pleaded not guilty to all the charges against him. The Riverhead Town Board will begin its official public review tomorrow of the comprehensive plan update that's been in the works since 2019. The board is scheduled to accept a draft impact statement for the plan, issue a notice of completion, and schedule public hearings on the document at a special meeting Thursday morning. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the acceptance and notice of completion begins a period of public review and comment required by the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act. After the review and 30-day comment period are concluded, including the required public hearings, town planners will gather and respond to comments on the draft impact statement. The draft plan, comments, and responses together will be published as a final generic impact statement, which will then be accepted by the board. That will complete the review process and allow the town of Riverhead to adopt a finding statement and a final plan. At that point, it will be up to the town to adopt code changes to implement the plan. The special meeting is scheduled for 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Riverhead Town Hall. The meeting will be live streamed on the Riverhead Town website and carried live on Optimum Cable Channel 22. For the first time ever, the Shelter Island Friends of Music and the Perelman Music Program are presenting a Works in Progress chamber concert at the Shelter Island Presbyterian Church, featuring 21 gifted young musicians, including 14 from Israel. The event is scheduled for tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Perelman Music Program has featured in Israel residency for its young students since 1999. Shelter Island Friends of Music looks forward to hearing these young PMP chamber groups in our own acoustically wonderful venue, they state. As always, admission is free. For more information, visit shelterislandfriendsofmusic.org. That's tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Shelter Island Presbyterian Church, featuring the Perelman Music Program students. Opportunistic squatters have long been a worry for New York property owners, but a portion of the 2024 state budget promises to change that, Governor Kathy Hochul announced Monday. Quote, as part of the historic actions to address the housing crisis in the fiscal year 2025 budget, Governor Hochul reached an agreement to reinforce existing law to make clear that squatters are not tenants, supporting property owners statewide, a Hochul spokesperson said. The optics of a homeowner handcuffed after changing the locks on a squatter in her Queens home worth $1 million pushed New York lawmakers to enact a harsh new law to protect property owners, a real estate attorney told Fox News Digital. As reported in the New York Post, the language defines a squatter as someone staying on a property without permission from its owner or the owner's representative. This wording, lawmakers said, will make it easier for police to intervene in squatting cases, sparing homeowners months or even years in housing court. Real estate lawyer Michael Romer told Fox News Digital, the case of Brian Rodriguez pushed lawmakers over the finish line to pass anti-squatter legislation. Rodriguez had allegedly commandeered and subletted a home in Queens and summoned police to detain owner Adele Andalaro after she tried to change the locks. Romer told Fox News Digital he has seen an uptick in instances of squatting complaints from clients compared to his earlier 20 years of practicing real estate law. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.